Ollie Olsen is a well-known... it's very hard to talk about Ollie Olsen because he's big. Okay. Ollie Olsen has had a very rich and diverse career in the Australian, if you like, electronic music scene. He has been well known from the late 70s to early 80s for his work in establishing and performing in the most seminal punk electro bands in the country, some of which influenced people that we still know and hear of today. He was extremely vigorous and quite a radical, very physical and demanding performer, rich with ideas, and still continues to this day to be an extraordinary influence on the electronic music scene. These days, Ollie is writing and composing some of the most dense sound works I've ever heard. Very thick, dense walls of sound. And they have their own extraordinary sort of qualities that, in some way, even though they are loud and dense, I find they contain an extraordinary level of intimacy and delicacy, despite the kind of brick wall effect that they can have. Ollie submitted quite a curious proposal in that it was deeply personal. It took him back to his childhood. It's a project that has sustains currency in today's communication climate, but it was deeply personal, and it resonated with me that it is important to not only sort of balance out the vast sort of political ramifications of frequency spectrum allocation with a project that had such a personal reference to it, and his proposal got over the line and has seen the construction of a rather large crystal set radio with which he used as a basis for the sound piece that we'll hear through the series.